Chapter 46. Vengeance and Hives.
"Carefully now, carefully,"
Chud demanded, rather unnecessarily. Jin was exceedingly careful with his windows. It was the most expensive part of the house, after all. 4 large glass windows, 3 for the front, 1 for the back, 4 smaller windows, and the rest would be made of treated paper and have large shutters. The panes themselves were 2 layers of glass, which, according to Jin, would help keep the cold out. It turned out that Jin's assessment on time would likely be accurate. The walls of the house were made of sturdy hardwood, the kind of trees that blunted axes and saws alike. They were as paper before Jin's saw blade. It tore through the planks with a harsh, almost buzzing sound, carefully arranged to exactly the size he would need for the windows. While Jin was cutting, Chu was inspecting the glasswork, taking measurements, and examining hinges. After he did that, Jin would lift them into place, while Chu made sure everything joined correctly and that the glass wouldn't shatter due to any twists or warps. The Song brothers, meanwhile, were put to work on the floors. Gojen took the ground floor while Yunjin handled the second floor. True to Jin's words, the planks were already cut and pre-measured. All that was left was to hammer them in the order that they were shown. Xian observed them as they worked. The Song brothers were moving far faster than he'd expected them to, even while seeming spectacularly bored and almost vacant throughout the process. Go hefted an entire stack of 20 planks and began tossing them up to his brother, who easily caught the heavy floorboards and put them aside with a word of thanks. Their hammers drove down nails in but 2 strikes as they followed the floor plan Jin had set out. Their breathing was deep and steady, almost like his own breathing was when he had to perform the rituals of Hong Yao Wu. They noticed Jin watching their progress too. The young man was watching their progress with an unreadable expression on his face. Gojen made another crack about the size of the statue's parts. Jin shook his head and got back to work. It was not backbreaking labor, but it was intensive. They toiled for hours, and the sun was starting to set, but they did indeed finish putting in all the windows in a single day, even the one on the second story. The Song brothers finished putting in the planks. They would be sanded, lacquered, and waxed tomorrow. Xian expected them to be tired from the ordeal. He certainly needed a break. Instead,
"Let's go, Chunky!"
Gojen shouted, grabbing an oddly shaped stick and a disc made out of stone. His brother raced after him onto the ice, where they began a game of tackles and shoves.
"How the hells do those brats have so much energy?"
Chu demanded, sitting on a stump. Xian's old friend was rubbing his back and squinting at the 2 youths. He winced as they collided with a bone-jarring crunch, only for both of them to start laughing and continuing on with their shoving match.
"Elder Hong, Elder Yao, it's ready," Jin said as he came back around the front of the bathhouse.
"Brother, Chu, Jin, brother,"
Chu scolded him.
"Honestly, you're too polite for your own good."
Jin looked a bit sheepish at the reprimand, scratching the back of his head. Xian smiled at him.
"You've already called me father once. Continue that, Jin," Xian said, clapping him on the shoulder.
Jin's smile got cheeky.
"Sorry, Pops, I'll keep that in mind,"
Jin said, putting on an inner-city accent, the kind of speech pattern that the gutter snipes, gangs, and his wife used. Xian rolled his eyes at the irreverence and reached up to cuff Jin's ear. The boy dodged deftly, his smile growing wider. There was a yelp and an oof as Gojen flopped into view, spun end over end by Chunki's tackle. He groaned in pain, but didn't seem seriously hurt, despite being folded in half by the boar's charge. He popped back up, ready to go. Jin scratched thoughtfully at his chin, but he left them to their games until he declared that the bath was ready. I splashed more water on the rock and then returned my hands to Brother Chu's back, the older man sighing in contentment. I had replaced the normal pool of water with a slab of rock, and that was being heated instead of the water. It was sauna time after a hard day of work. Chu had been grimacing and pressing his hand against his back, so I decided on a bit of steam relaxation, or Naked with the Boys, Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. In any case, there had been a crack about my dangly bits from Gojen. Tigger's statues hadn't been anatomically correct, as she hadn't really seen me naked before. But I held my peace, even as the guy's mocking laughter filled my ears. Vengeance was a dish best served cold, after all. Though in this case it would be hot because we're in a steam bath, and I've lost control of this metaphor. I wasn't spectacular at massages, but I knew enough not to hurt someone, and chi makes everything easier once you know how to use it. I remembered my father from before, who'd had his own back pain.
God damn it, why couldn't you have been born here?
Cha muttered.
I could have an apprentice and my flower would still be at home instead of all the way off in Verdant Hill. You like blacksmithing, don't you? Every man should, he declared,
then continued grumbling under his breath. He was lamenting that Mei Hua wasn't married to me instead of Ting Feng. Again. I didn't say anything and finished working the knot out of his back. Honestly, if it wasn't for how I'd helped her out, I don't think Mei Hua would have liked me much. I had seen her grimaces on the way to Verdant Hill the first time. I was a bit too boisterous for her. Ting Feng was a quiet, scholarly sort. She fit the town life better, too. While she had a bit of muscle, as no one was allowed to sit on their asses in Hongyao Wu, I got the feeling that she didn't like working too much, and Ting Feng's family had a couple of servants to take care of the heavier physical labor. I kind of wondered about what Pops would think of the remark, but his eyes were simply closed, and he was at peace enjoying the steam bath. I certainly wouldn't want another man making noises about poaching my daughter's husband for his daughter. My soon-to-be father had a build that I really should have expected, but caught me by surprise anyway. He was a bit thin and wiry, but he looked strong, with well-defined muscles and a rather nasty-looking scar on his arm. I had been expecting a bit less, but it was Xianxia land.
This is very nice, Xian finally declared.
He looked at peace with the world, and like he was genuinely happy to be here. I grinned back, all of my teeth showing, and slapped Chu on the back. You're done. Now we cool ourselves down and start the medicinal treatment, I declared. We all walked outside into the snow, Chu stretching and grinning at his range of motion. We simply drank in the fruits of our labor, the exterior of my house looking finally like a proper home. The exterior was very Japanese, with the engawa or veranda that enclosed the building, even going out over the water of the river as a pseudo dock. The back river was deep enough to jump into and fish in, though fishing that close to Washi's lair was a fool's errand. We took a couple of minutes to cool down, and then we all got back into the sauna for the second steam. It was time for my revenge. Now, lay down here. This will improve the circulation of blood and allows you to sweat out even more impurities. Goujian eagerly laid down. Grinning, I brought out the bundle of branches. The venic, or bundle of oak leaves and branches, would be my instrument of death. I mean, I was telling the truth, it did help improve circulation, but I had added a few more branches to it, thicker ones that would certainly smart when they hit. Make dick jokes about me all day, would you? You're courting death. Goujian shrieked as I slapped down the branches with a little more force than was probably necessary onto his ass. I held him down and smiled at him.
Jin,
he yelped out. It's medicinal. It's supposed to feel like this. I hit him again.
What? Elder Hong, there's no way this can be— Smack! Son of a whore, Jin!
Xian stroked his beard, considering for a moment. Hitting somebody obviously wasn't medicinal. We had our first father-son bonding moment when he pronounced death upon the Song brothers and Chu.
I do believe that this will have significant benefits, he declared.
I grinned. Go paled. I could feel him struggle a bit, really far more than I should be able to. I had some suspicions about Yun and Go, but, well, I would wait and see. I cheerfully worked him over with the branches and then tossed him in the river. I made it back just in time for Yun Zhen to try and bolt, his eyes opened wide in terror and desperation.
Going somewhere?
I asked him, my hand clamped on his shoulder. His eyes darted all over the place, searching for a way out.
I didn't make as many jokes, he tried, smiling hopefully.
I said nothing and simply pulled him back into the bathhouse. My smile was upon my face the entire time.
Go easy on me, please. I'm sorry, smack. Bastard of three fathers.
That was most pleasant, Xian stated. I had pulled out the thicker branches when it finally came time for his turn, so things were decidedly less painful. The others glared at me. Their accusations had flown fast when I had pulled the thicker branches out for Pops.
I guess I do feel a bit more lively, Chug grudgingly admitted, and shoveled more rice into his mouth. Rice shouldn't be allowed to be this good, he muttered.
Dinner tonight was fish hot pot. I was actually starting to run low on a bunch of my veggies. I'd had a lot more people over than I thought I would have over the winter, and adding Chunky, Peppa, and Washy to the mix was depleting things a bit faster than I liked. Well, I wasn't going to stop feeding them. I'd just have to ration my food out a bit better. And soon it would be spring. I was ready and raring to go. People thought this was impressive? They ain't seen nothing yet. We finished dinner and began lazing around. It was certainly a lot brighter with the windows installed, even at this time of night.
Jin, what are these, if you don't mind me asking? Xian asked, his eyes gleaming with curiosity.
He had been a scholar, so I guess I understood where Mei Mei got it from. The gears? Well, they're for a water wheel. I was just messing around to see if I could power a mill with them, but I'm not the greatest at this sort of thing. And ain't that the truth? I was shit at mechanical engineering. I'd spent most of my time staring at diagrams and wondering what the hell I was doing.
Well, Brother Chu knows his way around such things, as does Brother Bao, so you might want to ask them. I'm afraid such engineering projects are largely beyond me, however. I spent more time on medicine than on gears and pulleys.
I pointed to the next item. Concrete, or liquid stone. Xian examined it.
I've heard of such things before. One of the southern tribes at the very edge of the continent used something similar. They gave His Imperial Majesty a faulty recipe for their liquid stone, and they were destroyed for the insult.
Well, all right then. You learn something new every day. It seemed like a good idea. If it makes things easier for us, then I think it's a worthy investment. Xian nodded.
And the last? He asked.
I was a little bit confused that he didn't know the last one, as he had mentioned keeping bees before. A beehive, I said.
A beehive? He asked, looking suddenly interested. What is the purpose of the shelves, then?
Wait, were beehives like this invented a lot later than I thought they were? I didn't even know that there were other ways of keeping bees. Did they just tear open the entire damn hive? So the bees build their comb in it? So you can take them out without destroying the hives?
Xian's eyes widened. They will truly follow the frames.
Yeah, they just have to be close enough together, but not too close together. I reached in and grabbed the frame, pulling it out easily. Build them a nice house and they'll stay for years. Xian stared at the hive for a bit longer, thinking deeply.
Where did you learn that? I suppose it doesn't matter. You start the hives this spring? He asked.
Yep, I can make you some if you want, Father.
He chuckled. I shall take you up on the offer. Just one or two for now, to see how they work.